Law is Cool podcast number 4. In this episode of Law is Cool, we hear from Jordan Furlong from the Canadian Bar Association, who speaks a little bit about his organization and what exactly they do.
I'm Jordan Furlong, and I'm the editor-in-chief of National, which is the magazine of the Canadian Bar Association. We publish 8 times a year in print format. We also have a number of online newsletters called Addendums. We have a digital issue online. We're working on getting some more web-based publications out there. I've been here for, about eight and a half years now. And before that, I had a spell at the Lawyers Weekly newspaper in Toronto. So I guess a little over 10 years in legal journalism, which is something that didn't actually really exist until about maybe 20 or 25 years ago. So that's what I'm doing here.
What role does the Canadian Bar Association play for students, and how do you guys partner with them?
I think the CBA's approach to students is very much looking at students and saying, here's the future of their profession, and the future being now. I mean, it's a remarkably short period of time between the time when you first, you make your first day in law school and you show up, and within, 3 or 4 years after that, bang, you're out there, in the practice of law or, otherwise licensed to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And so the CBA sort of looks at students and says, here's the next wave of company, here's a new generation. And it's always tremendous, I think, to see the enthusiasm and the willingness to innovate and experiment that is always coming out of the law school. It always comes out of new lawyers in the profession.
Maybe you can speak to some of the advocacy work the Canadian Bar Association does on behalf of lawyers?
There's a ton of advocacy going on at the CBA these days. I mean, there always has been. It's been one of the prime functions the CBA has always taken upon itself. I can throw a few examples out there just of the stuff that's most recently going on. One of the big things, the CBA really is establishing a brand for itself in the area of access to justice, which is a major issue for everybody. I mean, we've been doing work for, about 20 years now on legal aid, particularly on civil legal aid. The funding for legal aid across the board in Canada is inadequate. In places, it's grossly inadequate. To the extent that governments can be motivated to increase their funding at all, it's generally on the criminal side. And reasonably enough, they say that if someone's life their liberty, if you will, is at risk, then they need to have some legal aid funded assistance to help them navigate the criminal law system, and that's fine, and no one argues that. But I think that historically there has been a real neglect of the civil legal aid side, primarily the family law side, obviously also for immigration as well. And CBA has been pushing very hard on that. We've had a lot of successes over the years and really kept it on the front burner. The various ministers of justice on the federal side and at working at the branch level, we work with it at the provincial and the territorial level as well. So legal aid is a major thing for us. We do a lot of lobbying and law reform efforts and just advocacy generally for the profession. Some of it is in the straight, we want to improve the state of the law. We do a lot of submissions to government on any number of subjects. Just flipping through the website here during our call. I mean, we're doing stuff on competition law, the Indian Act, mergers and acquisitions, the whole range of subjects. These all come out of our various national and branch sections. There's about 30 odd of them, I think, at this point. And they're divvied up into various areas: business law, employment, intellectual property, whatever the case might be. And these are the people who are really leading the charge. They're the ones saying, our members, the practitioners, are telling us, look, X and Y is not working, either in the legislation that's out there or in the way it's actually being executed.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to improve. And the CBA is the vehicle by which we can go to the government and say, you know what, you need to shift gears here a little bit. And what's really gratifying is that the CBA has for a long time really been considered as, you're the go-to guys, you're the legitimate people we can deal with. And this has been the case for successive governments of any number of political stripes. Because, if you're in a parliamentary committee, there's a lot of people coming to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have very vested interests, and, some of them are maybe not as thoroughly rational as they would like them to be. But the CBA shows up, and they all kind of sit up and say, okay, now now we're getting the straight goods. Okay. Now we're going to hear from people. They'll be straight with us, and they'll deliver the, you know, the basics, what's going on. So that's really gratifying there.
Okay.
Do a lot of interventions from the Supreme Court of Canada. Again, we're very well regarded there. We've been there a ton of times recently in solicitor-client privilege and solicitor-client confidentiality, which is something very much under attack in a lot of respects. And so we've been going out there basically saying, listen, the idea of confidentiality between a lawyer and a client is absolutely fundamental to the legal profession, to the rule of law, to the idea that you can go to a lawyer and, you know, tell them actually what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been fighting very hard for that in the courts and at the government side. We intervened on the same-sex marriage reference, all sorts of different areas like that.
Okay.
And again, a lot of access to justice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I guess the last thing I would probably mention is that we've just struck a task force on conflicts of interest.
Okay.
Very much a very live issue for a lot of lawyers. I would say maybe most notably in the large firm, national firm side of things, but also at the even in the individual small town level. It's a real problem. It's one of these things where, you know, the way business is conducted kind of collides with the way legal ethics dictate that we have to run our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and what are some of the ways that students can get involved with the Canadian Bar Association?
I would say the major benefit to students for the CBA is on the professional development side, in terms of saying, okay, well, that's great, I'm learning about the law, and I'm learning the whole thing, and I'm getting the grades, fine, whatever. What's it like out there once I graduate? What's it like in the legal profession? I don't want to say necessarily practice, because not everybody leaves law school and goes to private practice.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people obviously go with the public sector side, they go with the in-house counsel side, they go with the academic side. They do something altogether. Maybe they do something crazy like legal journalism, whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
You know. So, but the great thing about the CBA is that it's a very large tent, and there's a lot of people there. So, primarily, I think in terms of learning, I mean, there's CLEs on any number of subjects, primarily done at the branch levels. I think they're very busy at the branch side of things. You know, all CLE is local, right, when you get right down
mm-hmm.
to it. There's a lot of national CLEs that we do out of the main office here in Ottawa, but most CLEs are very, I guess, affordable and very accessible at the branch, even at the urban level, frankly, a number of subjects. So and they're great, number one, because you get to go and sit and listen to someone say, okay, here's what the state of the law is. But on the other side, and I think this is even more important, just the networking is fabulous. The opportunity to sit down at a table with, you know, some lawyers who are in this particular practice area and say, hi, I'm a student, I'm second or third or first year, whatever the case might be. I'm kind of interested in this area. What's it like? And it's amazing how open they are to that. Say, hey, that's great. You know, you know, pull up a seat. Let's talk about it a bit more. Let's tell you how I got into this business. That sort of a thing. Great way to learn about the way the practices go in this area, and a great way to just to make contacts, because relationships are just so important in the law with other lawyers and with clients. Ways to there's a lot of work that students can do in these sections as well. You can join up. You can say, hey, listen, you know, there's a particular angle on this from the student side that I'd like to talk about. Or it doesn't even have to be from the school side. You can say, hey, you know, I'm a student, that's fine, but I have an interest in this which is, you know, entirely professional, and here's the, you know, X, Y, and Z. So
mm-hmm.
that's pretty cool. And again, it's, like I said earlier, it's not necessarily that you're bringing a quote-unquote school perspective to it. You're just bringing a fresh perspective,
yeah.
a new angle on the whole thing. That's always very valuable. So that kind of thing is work is really good. We do a lot of international work, a lot of international outreach in what we call developing countries
okay.
around the world. There's a number of programs that we do in that regard. There's numerous opportunities to get involved on that side. I think that our information services are really close to unparalleled in
okay.
terms of what we have to offer. And the great thing is a lot of it is a great majority of it, frankly, is widely accessible. We've got this website called CBA Practice Link.
Mm-hmm.
It's hooked into our homepage, cba.org, and it's basically an online resource library of very practical stuff. A lot of stuff for starting off your career, whether it's in a large firm or a small firm or solo or wherever the case might be. But, you know, getting started, getting your bearing, getting your feet under you as a professional. And just stuff about, you know, client relations, marketing, business management, office management, all the stuff that, and I don't want to sound judgmental on this, but a lot of the stuff that is not being taught in law school,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine. That's not, you know, their mandate at this point in time. That's great.
Yeah.
But it's stuff that, you know, you come out with your degree and you come out after your bar ed course and you say, okay, how precisely do I set up an office?
Yeah.
What do I have to do and who do I have to hire and all these sorts of things. And so there's a lot of practical stuff there. the magazine, again, kind of biased in this respect, but we're very widely read. We get excellent reviews from our members. We've picked up a number of awards, and we look at stuff like trends and developments in the law, saying, okay, well, this is the next big thing coming down the pipe. And there's, again, a lot of very practical stuff there. I probably should mention that the we do once a year a law student edition of the magazine.
Okay.
And actually, probably about a week or so away from being delivered to all the law schools across Canada.
Okay.
We send out 6,000-7,000 copies, I think, across the country. So they'll probably be arriving in people's law schools.
Okay.
So look for them.
We'll keep an eye.
Yeah. And we also have a digital page online with tons of student stuff, a lot of archival information.
Mm-hmm.
And I would absolutely invite people, cba.org/national, swing by, click on the student page, and just rummage through. See what you can find. I think you'll find a lot of good stuff.
We'll be sure to check it out. Thank you very much for your time today.
No problem, Omar. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.